Listeners speak free.
The first email is from Annette, who says, I once got a cut that I wasn't happy with. My hair seemed uneven in places, and I almost wondered if the woman was lopsided. I figured that if I mentioned something, she would try to even it out, but in doing so, that she'd have to take a little bit off this side, a little bit off that side, and my fear was that a couple more times of that, and I'd have no hair left. So what I did was politely smiled, thanked her, and went home and just trimmed what I could to make it even. But I did tip her, however, not as much as I usually would. That was very nice of you, Annette, to just not have a freak out in the stylist's chair. But I can't say the same for Deb. Deb writes in and says, I started crying when I tried a new salon and got stuck with a newbie. I had a hunch something would go wrong, and wouldn't you know it, it's just my luck that something did. Through conversation, he told me he was nervous about cutting someone else's hair, and his facial expressions sometimes showed that he was unsure about some of the cuts. When I noticed a chunk of hair from the back of my head in his hand that was probably 9 inches long, I knew it was time to stop right there and express my dislike for what he was doing. Deb, you're a wimp. Use the word hate. You hated what he did. Deb continues to write, I asked him what he was doing and why he cut off such a big chunk, and he apologized and said it was an accident. He put his hand over his mouth and just seemed so distraught at what he'd done. I started crying, I was so mad, and he felt so bad that he dropped the scissors and ran to the bathroom. The manager came over and told me that she would have someone else finish the cut. Not once, though, did she apologize for what he did. She just kept telling me that he was new. So not only was the trauma of the nasty cut bad enough, what made the situation worse was there wasn't even an apology for what the guy did to me. I think Deb has just written a whole pilot for a hilarious sitcom. Oh, if only salons had cameras in them. I think we'd be onto something. And very quickly, we just have time for one more. Ryan writes in and says that if you do like he does, you wouldn't have a problem. Shave your head every time. Do it yourself. It's cheaper and easier just to shave it all. Ryan has a good point. And if you don't mind, Ryan, I'll pass your email address along to Deb to see if she wants to take you up on that offer. Kidding. Only kidding. There's still time to have your say. Have you had a bad experience with a nasty haircut? Head over to www.jbonair.com and tell me your story. We'll be having a look at more of your thoughts and stories a little later on. You can also send your song requests online, too. And it is time for more music. Kelly Clarkson, KT Tunstall, and James Blunt are on the way, but first here is Rob Thomas with This Is How a Heart Breaks. Huh, maybe he had a bad haircut, too. This is Jeremy Bradley's Top of the Charts.